But he said, don't worry about it. And he was so nice. And he, when I finished that class, he gave me, I don't know if they did it for everybody, but he gave me a picture that he had, a pencil drawing or sketch. Huh. And I have that someplace in my dark room closet.
That's really personal attention then in high school. I think.
Yeah.
Or a school in general.
Yeah, but you know, you remember the good teachers. I had a chemistry teacher that was a sweetheart. She was really nice. And I was not really good in that. But
you remember the bad ones, too.
The what? The bad ones. Oh, I had to take debate. Oh, I hated that. Did you like debate?
Did you have to take? I had to take that.
I didn't. Yeah, I think it was an elective that I
It was an elective in high school, and I didn't take it.
We had to take.
I was too afraid to do it.
Maybe it was something we had to take so many, you know, in the English department, and that was...
Horticulture is one that I would have liked to have taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe wouldn't have been into it at the time, but I would have appreciated it now.
Well, that was in elementary school, but in high school...
Horticulture in elementary school?
Yes. We had a garden right next to this building. Yeah.
That's awesome. Because then kids realize
for,
where their
did
food
you use
comes
it for
from.
The lunches, or did they, was it that big? Was it?
We just learned how to plant things and grow things. You know, I remember... I don't remember eating anything from it, but I remember learning how to plant flowers, and we had a really nice lady that wore a big hat, and...
like a sun hat?
Yeah. And, but in high school, we had a terrific high school. We had everything. We had, I took archery and tennis and swimming. We had a big swimming pool.
Golf?
No, not in high school. Took that in college, but... we had a big high school, and we had swimming teams, you know, and everything. Water polo and all that. They had, archery. We had all those kind of sports. Of course,
so,
in California.
So what was, Grandma, what were you going on about that I missed earlier?
Well, she went through this journal that she found of her mother's.
I'll share it with you. I'll make a copy of it and give it to you.
It's a personal, like, it's a diary of your
No,
your
no,
mom's?
No. It's just my mother's...
It's her record keeping.
It's right here.
My mother was like your dad. He gets it from inside of my family.
So they're a personal accounting?
Yes. Like she worked for her father, and he was very strict about every penny. When she went away to college, she kept books, and I still have those somewhere, where she kept literally every penny. I mean, there'd be things, 1 cent for this and 1 cent for that.
And this is the Anninson side?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Minnie Florence.
Minnie. And when she went away to school, he gave her a certain amount of money, and she had to account for every single cent that he gave her. And so she kept it in a book, you know.
But she even did that
later
as an adult for her
own
bookkeeping.
Herself. She kept every cent that she spent. And in this book, she, even later on.
Can I sit here and she can show you?
Oh, that's all right. But does this light work now? He wasn't able to make this one work. It wouldn't work.
I don't think he's been working on
it. Not working.
No.
I don't know what I did to it. But I don't keep track of money like that. You know, I keep my checkbook, but I don't keep track of every penny I spend. It would be depressing.
With as many expenses, I've found it just like I didn't have the time anymore to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you do it?
No. You
with as much as Angie spends, I don't know, she couldn't even...
Nobody does that anymore, but see, she kept...
You keep close to keeping track of that amount of expenses.
It's kind of scary if you start doing that.
Why would I ever want to do that?
But see, she...
Just to make sure that the bank's not cheating you out of your own money.
Oh, your bank.
No.
Oh, I
no,
keep my
this
bank
is different book. Than that.
That's different. She just kept everything she spent, every penny, whatever she spent. And she gave some to my sister. See, my sister is Anna.
And... Dorothy has one in here, too.
Oh, yeah, I've got an accounting, too.
This was after Dorothy was married.
Yes, this was after I married.
And she accounted for every single penny that
Every penny that, these are bonds that she had. And this is, she kept track of all her car expenses. And I'm in here somewhere. Where did I pass it? Maybe I did. I passed mine.
No, yours was a little further back.
But then clothes, she kept track of the clothes. And here I am.
Oh.
She kept track of everything, like a birthday card or whatever, you know.
Really?
And the date.
And the date and how much she spent.
Stationery, 25 cents.
She bought you stationery.
Mailing, she mailed her something, $1.01.
Yeah, that's something. She loved to do it. She kept track of everything.
$63 for Christmas cash that year.
How about that? Well, that was probably for my whole family, you know, because
it
was in 1965.
Cash.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I have earlier books of when she kept more. See, when she went away to college, her father made her keep track of every penny.
And so her father was the one who built a house for each
of
his daughters.
Well, he didn't build it. He financed it.
Yeah.
He paid for
it. He had a house built for each
of his
daughters.
Yes, he had architect designed it. But she's got money received and money spent.
Someone was asking me the other day about how he got his wealth.
Well, that's what I'm not sure, except that, you know, he got the land,
he homesteaded.
Homesteaded.
In South Dakota.
Oh, yeah, South Dakota.
And then I think it was in the furniture business first. He went into town and opened a shop, and then they moved to Mason City, Iowa. And he was in the, and I have a picture, or Tina has a picture, if you go to her house, you'll see it, of him standing in front on this little town, old-fashioned town, you know, big main street, and he has his farm equipment lined up.
Hmm.
And he's sitting on one of the farm, he sold farm equipment, you know.
Oh.
I don't know what they were, big machinery.
Yeah.
Tractors and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Things like that.
Hmm.
Not so much tractors. They were probably things that were pulled
by horses.
They could
be pulled by a horse or an ox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, because they weren't that, they weren't
motors.
Yeah,
right.
They were
right,
big
right.
things. But anyway, he sold those and he did very well.
Hmm.
He was a businessman, which I'm always suspicious of. If they make money, there must be something wrong. I don't like wealthy people. Anyway.
Well, he learned to be a middleman.
Oh, you're recording this. I shouldn't say that. Oh, he was a very astute businessman. Yes, he was. And he did very well. And he had all these children. And that's what's interesting about this. She's got the
family. There were five daughters? Or?
No. Was it five?
She's going to show you.
I've lost the page now. Here it is. There were one, two, three, four daughters and two sons. Gracie, Minnie was my mother. See, they're just 2 years apart. And George and Charlie, and then Dora. And Dora's the one that did very well by herself. She had a big home and a yacht in Catalina. And it was, you remember the picture of her standing by a swordfish?
Oh, yeah.
That's Dora.
Hmm.
But she died at only 43 with diphtheria.
Mm.
Sad. And had two boys. And I have a picture of her granddaughter. Her granddaughter came to my mother's 100th birthday party. And I went to that.
Cool.
And they had a big party. And my, Tina has something you should see. My sister, she's very artistic. She made a family tree. She called it the family forest. Family forest. And they're actually trees like this.
Wow.
With the names of all the ones she knew. And she invited them all to this 100th birthday party. And this granddaughter of Dora came with her daughter. They're real attractive, pretty girls. I have a picture of them. She brought a picture of them. And with their names. And
awesome.
I would like to get in touch with them to see
When was that party? Was that the...
Well, it was her 100th birthday party, and she was born in
1882,
so tell me when it was.
Your mother?
1982.
That's when her birthday party was.
Wow.
And I went, and my sister, the artist, you know, she arranged it all. It was held in the retirement home in their big dining hall, and she got balloons that went all the way around, you know, like a rainbow over like this.
Like an arch.
Uh-huh. And she invited everybody she could think of, you know, the relatives. And a lot of them came. It was a big party.
Fun.
And I went. That's when I went to visit her. See, I... where were we living?
Chicago?
In 82.
Pennsylvania.
Indiana.
I don't remember where we were. Yeah, we were probably in Chicago. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were there 12 years. And we left in 84, so we were in Chicago already. So I flew to California for that.
Did Granddad go?
No. No, he didn't go. I went. Anyway.
So that was in Los Angeles still? Your mother stayed there?
She wrote this all down in here, so you know. I'm going to make a copy of this for you. This is her writing. She... they moved from Volga, South Dakota, to Mason City, Iowa, when she was 10 years old. And we have some pictures of she and her sister in front of this house in Mason City. Mm-hmm. With a wagon. Her parents are sitting on the wagon, and the two girls are standing beside it. Because her sister, Gracie, was older. She, Gracie and Minnie.
Mm.
But anyway... They moved to Mason City, Iowa, and she went to Mason City High School. We could go back and look in the high school records, couldn't we? Like we didn't.
See what kind of student she was.
Yeah. Well, I think she probably was pretty good. Because
but she left. She okay.
Then she went 2 years to college, and I was telling Angie that she went to Notre Dame, and it was run by the Catholic sisters. Mm-hmm. She used to tell me stories. She had piano teachers. She said, well, it got hot. Of course, they had no air conditioning. She said they would take their
habits
off because it got so hot in their head. She said they thought it was kind of interesting.
Mm, very interesting. Never see that happen.
Anyway, she took music there. She probably took piano there. I don't think she ever played the piano. I never saw her play the piano.
But it was Notre Dame Girls' School.
It was Girls' College. Yeah. I don't know where it was. But she went away from...
Look it up.
She went away from home. Yeah, I think Tina tried to do that. Mm-hmm. In fact, she wrote to them, I think. And but she wasn't sure it was the right one, you know. And it may be one that's not even there anymore.
Mm.
But she went away from home. Lived there. And so I don't know where it was, but she was sickly, so couldn't finish, came home. But she lived to 103.
Wow.
So I don't know what she was sickly of, but she came home and worked for her father. But anyway, here it says she had 2 years of college, and then she came to live in Los Angeles in 1907. So... he took his whole family after he'd made enough money. And your dad has some records here of some property that he sold. He had bought land, you know, and he sold property. I think when he got enough money, he put them all on the train and went to Los Angeles, the whole clan.
Crazy. What was the draw, I wonder? Business?
Well, when he got there, he bought property. See, Los Angeles was just beginning, you know. And we were really outside the city limits at that time.
Which is incredible to think now, looking at that house.
It's right off the San Monica Freeway, you know, took my house. As I understand, I was thinking about this the other night. Grandfather's house was on 20th, and my school was on 24th, and I think the freeway went between them. I think the school is on that side of the freeway, and the his house, I'm not sure.
It does seem like the freeway is right there.
It's right there.
And if your house was on 22nd, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it went right through there.
If it took your house on 22nd.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It took my house. Mine was on 2nd Avenue, but right at 22nd. Mm-hmm. It was 2200. Mm. Yeah. Well, all the family members lived in that area. Gracie lived there, Jesse lived there, and Charlie lived there. And we all had homes in that, just in that general area.
There probably weren't too many cars at that time, were there?
No, my grandmother drove an electric car. I rode with her, my father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it was high, you know, like a Model T. And it didn't have a steering wheel, it just had a stick, and you'd go back and forth. And it just tootled around, it was fine. They could make electric cars back then.
It's ridiculous.
So that was your father's mother, so Perkins.
Yes.
Elizabeth Perkins.
Yes. See, they moved to California because, for two reasons. My father, I think he thought he would go to school. He thought he wanted to be a dentist or something. But his father, the old man, you know, the older man that she married, he had something on his face. And he went to the barber, and the barber cut it off. He developed cancer in the face. He died of cancer in the face. Mm-hmm. But he was a veteran, see? And so they went to the Veterans Hospital in Los Angeles. And that's where he died, and he's buried there. The Veterans Hospital, right in Westwood, right near UCLA.
He was a Civil War veteran.
He was a Civil War veteran, yeah.
So this is Elizabeth Perkins' husband.
Right.
What was his name?
His name was Thomas Butts, I think.
No.
Yes. Thomas Samuel Butts.
Okay. Okay. Charles Butts is your father.
Right.
Okay.
And he's buried right there in... It's a big veterans hospital in right near UCLA in Westwood.
Barber doing surgery.
Well, that's imagine? What they did then, you know, back then. He thought it was a... Who knows what. Well, they still cut things off.
Hair.
They cut things off. I went to a skin doctor. No, not about the barbers, no, but the doctors do.
Well, yeah.
Freeze things off or this or that, but yeah.
So anyway, yeah, he died there. Well, he wasn't too well to begin with, because some of his service records show that he had other medical problems. I mean, people were sick. They didn't have good doctors. They had a lot of ailments.
Why did she marry such an old man? Was it
she was 30.
He was second?
I think he was older. I think he was old. I think he was near her father's age. I can look. I have a record of it.
I thought you told me he was
30. I thought he was. No, he's older. I think he's older. Okay. He may have been his 40s. I think he was almost his father, her father's age, as I recall.
And she was probably in her late teens.
To be in the Civil War, you know.
Yeah.
And she was only like 18, I think.
Well, your mom.
My grandmother.
No, your grandmother. Sorry.
But I think she was. See, what happened was, and she told me these stories. They went across the country from Missouri, Kansas. I have the records of the census records showing where they lived. And they went across the country in a covered wagon. And she told me about it. She said it was terrible. Mm. She said it was a terrible
trip. Your grandmother told you about it?
Yeah. Because she said it was a very hard trip. And they had these other children. She had a couple brothers and a couple sisters. And she wasn't the oldest, but she was the next oldest. I have all that record, too. But they went in a covered wagon across the country from Missouri to Colorado. Mm-hmm. And when they got to Colorado... she was pregnant. Her mother was pregnant and had twins. two boys, and they both died. But in this record of whatever year that was, 1880 or whatever it was, I have the census records. I went to the archives years ago and looked up some of these census records. And those two sons were listed 6 months old. Hmm. And the only reason I got it was because, you know, they only have the census every 10 years.
So it was lucky enough.
Yeah, and she died that year. And they had a book of the people who died that year. And there she was.
Mm.
And I have her name. I forget what it is. But she died that same year after childbirth.
Elizabeth Perkins' mother.
Yes.
Which was Moccasin Bell Perkins' wife.
Exactly. And she died at a very young age with the after having these twins.
Mm.
She died after childbirth. Peritonitis or something. And then those twins lived to 6 months. But
they both died at 6 months?
Well, I don't know. They were listed on the census records at a they were very inaccurate, you know.
Hmm.
You can't count on them exactly, but they were just a few months old. It said a part of a year or something. They were the two boys.
Hmm.
They died. So,
wow.
My mother, my grandmother had to help take care of the house and the younger children. And I think she was tired of that. And she decided she'd run away and get married. So she did. And this man, he might have even been a friend of her father's.
Hmm.
Because he was older, you know. And she went, and how she got down to Fort Garland, I know I went to Fort Garland, which is down on the border of Colorado, and I made a trip down there where she was married. They went by horseback.
The border of what? Colorado?
Colorado and
New Mexico?
What?
New Mexico?
Probably. I went on that tour, and we went to Fort Garland, and I have pictures taken there. It's a regular fort. It's a historic place now.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a very interesting place because there are quite a number of Latinos there, and there's a hill where they go up on their knees, you know, to the cross up at the top.
They walk up the hill on their knees?
I think so.
Like a pilgrimage?
Yes. Huh. But anyway, Fort Garland is where they were married. They must have gone on horseback. They didn't have cars.
I would think that would be...
They probably rode on horseback. Clear from... They were up in the kind of middle of Colorado, you know, before he went to Montrose, they were over there someplace, and they rode down, if you look on the map, it's a long way down to Fort Garland. Then they went up and settled in Montrose. Yeah. But she used to talk about that. She said it was a terrible trip. Can you imagine going
no.
in a covered wagon?
Plus, you know, you have come across probably a lot of different...
Well,
indigenous individuals.
Today we don't think it's very far, you know, from Missouri to Colorado.
Yeah.
But
if you're only going 10 miles an hour in a
bumpy road.
Wagon.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be too bad. Anyway, she was a very interesting lady. And she was very tall, about 6 feet tall. My sister was tall, too. My sister was 6 feet. My
really?
Father was 6 feet, too. He was tall.
Hmm.
But she was tall and slender and very active. And she had a little house. And about 5 or 6 years after her husband died at the Veterans Hospital, she met this other man and married him. But she was only, my mother was incensed that she married this younger man. He was younger, a little younger than she. But she was only in her 40s, you know. But back then, you know, why was she married? But she married him, and his name was Eason. And we called her Grandma Eason because that was her name. And she was married to him for 20 years.
Hmm.
And I have all the records of their pensions. She got, he was in the service too, so she got a pension from him.
Great.
It was like $15 a month, something
she
like that.
She got double pension?
No, no, you don't get both. You get one or the other, yeah. But it was so little. It was such a small amount.
$15.
She used to live in El Segundo. I don't know if you know where El Segundo
is. Yeah, I've heard of it. I think it's...
And there was an oil well right behind her house. She had a little house with a garden. But then she moved over near us in a little apartment right near where we lived. And then she lived with my husband's brother, Bill, the musician. Lived with them for a while. And they had three daughters. They had wonderful, this one daughter, she was a wonderful dancer. She just, of course the father was musical and she was a terrific dancer.
Hmm.
And they have some real interesting children, the two daughters of Uncle Bill. And I would like to know more about their children. One of them is an attorney, and we visited them once. Your dad remembers going there. She married a man that was an administrator in the school, Los Angeles School District. But they still live in Corona del Mar, you know, down toward the ocean there. Corona del Mar is kind of between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Have you ever missed that area?
Well, no.
Because you got out and kind of roamed around a bit.
Well, we moved around so much, and it's so crowded now, you know, back then. Oh, I've told people that we used to have a red car. We called the red car, it was a streetcar, that went from right near where I lived, clear to Santa Monica. We could get on for 50 cents and go to the beach.
Mm.
And we went to the Santa Monica beach a lot, but we could get on right there. Well, you know what? They dug up those tracks. Mm. Who did it? The oil company, probably, or the automobile company, one or the other. It was a perfectly good red car.
Now they're trying to rebuild that. And Los Angeles is not known for having a good transportation system.
No. Oh, I went to school in streetcar. We had streetcars that went right down the middle of the street. They were noisy, but they were...
Here's your mother's records about her car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She bought a car. She bought a car for $2,000. Wait a minute. Where is it? Oh, it's over here further. It's amazing. When my grandfather died, she got a little money and she bought a car. She bought her own car so she could have her own car.
Money spent.
I remember that.
Church and clubs.
Yeah, but then there's a car here.
Money received.
Well, there's a car here someplace.
Life insurance.
Well, wait a minute. But it tells what she paid for that car. It really is clothes. Amazing. Yeah, here it is.
Dodge. 22.52 and 68 cents, April 16th, 1947. Yeah. It's a Dodge of some sort.
Yeah, Dodge.
Wow.
She paid cash.
She
got a little money, you see, from her father who died that year.
She's keeping mileage too.
Oh, she kept
35,000, 37,000, oil change.
Yeah.
38,000,
39,000. I don't know.
Clutch. So it was a manual transmission.
Oh yes, of course.
Wash was $1.25. Headlights $1.85. A little bit of oil, 94 cents, 46 cents. A new fender, which implies a fender bender.
I don't know.
36.24.
I don't know. I don't remember any accidents she ever had. I don't remember that.
Bricks. Well, look at that. She's very specific. Main tram shaft, $12.
Hmm.
New spark plugs. Labor. And then she sold the car for $200.
What?
Sold car, $200.
And she must have got a new one. Well, what happened to the new one then? Where's the new one?
Isn't that what that says?
Maybe by that time she'd started another book.
Is that American Little Ford?
She never held a Ford. She always liked the Dodges.
For a new license, it was $10. Huh. And they rented a garage for $5 each.
Oh, see, she moved into this retirement home, and she still had her car. She had her car, and she drove all around Los Angeles in her car.
Very interesting.
She kept track of her money.
So you don't do that now?
Oh, no. Do you?
No. I have so many expenses. I have
a printout. I keep my checkbook.
You do?
Oh, sure. Yeah. But I don't keep track of every penny I spend. It would be depressing.
It would be maddening. I don't do my checkbook, though, anymore either.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
You do it online?
I don't have it. I'm not balancing it at all. I don't know what's what. I mean, I know...
You get a statement from your bank.
Oh, yeah. And I review my statements and make sure...
Well, it's so funny. I told Randy that I get the statement from the bank, and I keep my balance, but the bank thinks I have $2,000 more than I do.
Whoa.
And he says, that's fine. As long as they think you have more than you do, you're all right.
Did you hear that?
But I keep it, but I don't know where I got that other $2,000. So, I can...
I won't tell.
...give you a little more money for the piano.
No. Don't worry about it. Let's move into a bigger house, I think, if we do that. What time is it, sweetie?
6:30.
I'm going to change my clothes.
I think we're going to go and meet you guys out there.
All right. Okay.
Well, thanks for the storytelling. I know Dad wants you to talk about your dad at some point, but not right now.
He was a sweet man. He was very nice, but he wasn't as
attention oriented or detailed.
He didn't value money that much.
Well, you said he was more laid back than...
That's right. And he was more generous. He would loan money to people, and they wouldn't pay it back, and it made my mother furious.
Oh.
And he would loan people money, and they would not pay it back. But,
don't let me forget the brie is back in the oven. Maybe I should bring a basket out, and then I'll know I have to fill it.
Okay.
Why?